Oh, here we are.
The next Melling line service to Melling, stopping at all stations, departs from platform 6 in 10 minutes.
Well, this is getting us back on track. This is truly getting us back on track, isn't it?
That's right.
Railway station.
Trains don't make as much noise as they used to. Did you notice that?
It's actually doors opening.
Release of steam. Whatever. Anyway, no steam.
Yeah, you're showing rage. Anyway, welcome. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
And you're back with Voter Talk.
Well, interesting developments, weren't they, recently? So we've done a podcast already on what coalitions might look like after the election, depending on the vote. But interesting developments in David Seymour saying that if the National Party doesn't take ACT's policy initiative seriously, he will consider offering confidence but not supply.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many bad dad jokes relating to weddings and relationships out of that.
So what are you thinking about weddings?
Well, I'm thinking he's starting to act like a runaway bride. He just got into the church but not to the altar.
True. What does that make the National Party? Luxon, what's he?
Well, he's looking like the nervous virgin bride who hasn't done it before.
Doesn't quite know what to expect.
So he's laughing nervously at things that are actually quite serious and being really serious about jokes.
And so Winston Peters, who now is being talked about in the mix because Luxon won't rule him out.
Yeah. You know, at weddings, there's everyone has that uncle, that one in the corner that you had to invite.
The lecherous old guy.
Drinks too much and doing inappropriate comments, you know, with the young.
Okay, well, so that only leaves the Greens and Chris Hipkins.
Well, someone to give away the bride.
Hands them over.
Exactly. Yeah. The baubles of office, as we say.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, confidence without supply is very interesting when you start thinking through the permutations. It does mean that the Prime Minister, if it was Luxon, would be having to go to ACT to pass, well, budgets, definitely. But just about every policy initiative.
Jenny Shipley and Alabain Cooper.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think anybody would ever willingly go there.
No. Can't afford that much footage. It's another story, though, isn't it?
That is quite a different story, that one, yes. So then, of course, Matthew Hooton has come out on his Patreon page talking about what might have prompted David Seymour to have talked to media about confidence without supply.
Yeah, I was interested in why he had done that. I thought, well, it's a pretty bolshy move. And I figured initially it was because Luxon had started publicly ruling out a whole lot of ACT's, more serious campaign policies, like, you know, getting rid of the Zero Carbon Act and a few other things like that. And he's saying, no, we're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. And I thought, man, you're just showing your inexperience as a politician. The cards that you have to play will be dealt at 7 p.m. on October the 14th.
Yes, that's right.
Why are you doing this now? And I thought with the confidence, no supply thing, that Seymour was just firing a shot across his bows to, you know, smarten him up.
Yeah, but it appears maybe there was more to it. He perhaps had wind of the fact that that National might be considering some sort of coalition, either with Winston if the numbers are there, or, more bizarrely, the Green Party.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to fall through a wormhole and be in a parallel universe for that to happen.
Well, I think the Greens have ruled National out anyway, but that aside, the Greens stand for environmentalism, but actually, primarily, they're anti-capitalist.
Yeah, I think they've got a very, useful brand around the environment and climate change, but they're fundamentally anti-capitalists. And so it wouldn't matter how much you spent on, say, climate change, you would never satisfy their need to redistribute wealth from the rich to the poor.
That's right. And I think they truly believe that every ill of society is caused by capitalism. So I think that's an ongoer, but if that's seriously what the National Party is considering, that really is quite bizarre. I mean, I've no doubt in my mind, and I've seen this reasonably close up, that the National Party do believe that ACT is stealing their votes, and there are a lot of people expecting cabinet roles if they win the election, and they will not want to hand any of those over to the ACT party. So I think that what Matthew Hooton was saying certainly sounds plausible to me.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the discussion, remember John Key tried to pull this off too, and And I think...
in 2017, yeah, when he tried to discuss things with the Greens.
Yeah, yes. James Shaw, I think, got a public flogging from inside the party just for even having a serious face and even nodding about the thinking, looking like he might even consider it.
Yeah.
There's no way that the Greens will go into any sort of arrangement with the National Party because, amongst other things, their natural partner is Labor and it would destroy the relationship there.
That's right. And as we've said, the Greens are an anti-capitalist party. If National really is considering bringing a green element to the table, they would be much better to find some sort of accommodation in Ilam for Ralph Manji and the top party and engage with a smart green party.
Absolutely. The only scenario where the current Greens could be in game is if they, after the election, did an alliance and split into the radical anti-capitalists and the pro-environmentalists.
Well, I suppose nothing's beyond the realms of possibility, but I'd be very surprised to see that.
Yeah, and I think someone would have to be planning that now, and I don't think that's happening.
No, don't see no evidence of it. So, where does that leave the election campaign? We've still got about 2.5 weeks to go till advance voting starts, which is a lot of time in politics.
And getting married. Just get them to the church on time.
Yes, no, they're looking a little unlikely, an unlikely couple at the moment. Yeah.
We agree that there probably is a discussion. There's a bit of pre-wedding jitters going on between National and ACT. But they probably will get to the altar.
Well, I think they'll have to. I would just imagine what the core National Party voter would think if Luxon announced a week after the election that the Greens were in some sort of coalition with
them. There would be punishment for everyone.
That's right. And look, if that's where people's minds are turning, I can see National Party people voting for ACT instead of National just to ensure that that doesn't happen.
I think the National Party would implode.
Yeah. And yes, and in much the same way that farmers last election said that they had voted Labour to keep the Greens out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fascinating times, isn't it?
They are. A long way to go yet. Plenty more for us to talk about, I'm sure.
Yep. It'd be a marriage guidance council in Wellington.
Right, here come more trains, I think.
Okay, well, that's it. Don't forget to send in your questions. You know the drill. Contacts page, talkpoint.co.nz, TORQUE. All social media, you'll find us if you look up Talkpoint. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy. We'll talk to you soon.